Bitterness plays an intrinsic part in our redemption. The night of Pesach, which is all about our redemption, geula, freedom, release from captivity, exaltedness to become the Jewish nation, and finally our connecting with God, which is all celebrated the night of Pesach, we're told to eat maror. The bitter herbs are an intrinsic part of that festival. So we already learned that subjectively, for a person to be able to really have any joy and to feel in life, their subjective personality has to have the catharsis of sometimes being able to express emotion and release pain, which is the bitterness that we need for our subjective growth as individuals. And yesterday we learned that when it comes to our connection with God, it's those times in life, even though we always try to be happy, but those times in life that bitterness comes our way, we all have in life those times when we feel bitter. We learn that when we scream out to God from a place of bitterness, that's what arouses the ultimate divine compassion, the Rachamim Rabim, the divine revelation. And so the experience of bitterness is part of what causes God to have compassion and bring about our redemption. But there's an even deeper idea of understanding why bitterness is intrinsic to the redemptive celebration or the redemptive process. That it's not just our subjective experience, and it's not just about bringing God into our life through having mercy, but the ultimate bitterness, the moror, that we have to have as part of our redemption is the connection of these two. That our subjective bitterness is the ultimate revelation of our not only connection with God, but essentially unity with God. And this is an idea that the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zchus Yigenu Leinu, the Lubavitcher Rebbe of blessed memory, whose birthday is today, the 11th of Nisan, the last idea that the Lubavitcher Rebbe taught or gave out just a few days before he had a stroke, he taught this very idea about how moror, how bitterness, is the most essential revelation of our essential unity with God. And that's in his famous Maimer Va'ata Tetzave, where the Rebbe explains the idea of kosis lemor. The Torah, when it teaches us that we have to bring olive oil to light the menorah, to light the fire in the temple. So the Torah is very exact in its verbiage, and it says that this olive oil has to be kosis lemor, which is usually translated as kosis is pressed or squeezed or beaten. Kosis, broken, beaten, squeezed. The olives need to be broken, squeezed, and pressed. Lemo'or, in order for there to be the light of the fire of the menorah in the temple. But the Rebbe points out that it doesn't say kosis la'or. It says kosis lemo'or, beaten and pressed, to come to the luminary. The ma'or is not just the or, it's the ma'or is the luminary, which is the source of all light. And the ultimate ma'or, the ultimate luminary, the source of all light, of all revelation, is of course God. And it's also referring to the essence of our soul, the ma'or of the neshama, the yechida, the essence of the soul from which all the lower levels of our soul shines from. And so kosis lema'or means that through the experience of bitterness, in a particular type of bitterness, as we're going to say in a moment, through the experience of kosis is what reveals the ma'or, what reveals the luminary of our soul, that the luminary, the essence of our soul, is essentially one with the essence of God. It's the subjective experience of bitterness that doesn't just bring that God should have mercy and compassion on us, but the deepest level is that the kosis reveals that the essence of our subjective being is one with the very essence of God. That's revealed by the fact we have bitterness. And which type of bitterness, which kosis, which type of being broken is this referring to? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe explained, and he tried to explain this for over 40 years, that the most important bitterness that we have to have is the bitterness that Jews have that Mashiach is not here. Of course, we always have to be besimcha. Chassidus stresses we always have to be filled with joy, but it's not a contradiction. It's like God is able to be a coincidental bezatorim, to be able to be nois ahofchim, that God could have opposites, so could we in our soul. So of course we have to be besimcha, but at the same time we have to be bitter over the fact that Mashiach is not here. And as the Rebbe explained, that the Jews, Bisman Hazeh, today, in the 20th and 21st century, when seemingly we have everything we need in our physical life, and Ruchnius, our spiritual life, for the most part, Jews around the world are all able to practice Judaism openly. And yet Jews are broken, are bitter over the fact that Mashiach's not here. The Rebbe says that's because the essential will of every Jew is that God should be revealed in the world. And the revelation of God is our essential being of what we're all about. And therefore, in the time of exile, when God is not revealed in the world like he was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, God is not revealed now like when the temple was standing. We don't see God now, and for the most part, we don't feel God now. The Rebbe says that when a Jew feels that there is ein ganzen zutreiselt, he's completely shaken, shocked, horrified, broken, beaten, pressed like an olive. Because for every Jew, essentially, just like the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tan, used to say in the time of his, when he was connecting to God, every Jew really feels that we don't want God, God's Gan Eden or God's Olam Haba. We're not looking for reward. We're not looking for heaven. Every Jew, our essential nature, just wants Dichalein, just wants you, God, just wants God's essence. And when Mashiach's not here, no matter what level any Jew might feel that they attained in connecting to God, if there's any place in the world where God is not revealed, it shows that God's infinity hasn't been revealed. The Ma'or, the essence of God, the luminary, hasn't been revealed in the world. And the fact that a Jew is broken from that, kosis, even though seemingly a Jew has what they need in physical things and spiritual things, and also the fact that Jews are bitter, like we learned yesterday, when things are going bad, that elicits the divine mercy. But the fact that Jews are broken and bitter, even when things are going good, when you have everything you need physically and spiritually, and yet we're broken because God isn't revealed, because Mashiach's not here, that shows, why would we be broken? Because it shows that essentially the ma'or, the essence of a Jew's soul, the subjective essence of a Jew is essentially one with the ma'or, with the essence of God's being an essence. And therefore we understand that the night of Pesach, which is the source of all redemption of all Geula, we have to eat maror. We have to know that the most important bitterness that we have to have every single day of our life is as long as Mashiach's not here. We have to really feel every day and scream that we want Mashiach now, that no matter what we have in life, even if we're doing well in life and we have everything we need, and all Jews should have everything they need, begashmis and ruchnis. But if Mashiach's not here and God's not revealed in the world, then the essence of who we are as people is not fulfilled, and we're bitter about that. And that is the redemptive process, because that shows how we're essentially one with God, and we can't live without God, which is why we can't live without Mashiach. May we scream and be bitter about that, like the Lubavitch Rebbe wanted and screamed so much about his final years, and in that merit we'll see Mashiach and we'll never know bitterness again.